How's it going? Zach here, Not Fast and Furious, episode 18 coming at you. We've had a pretty tame week. We have a guest today. It's pretty exciting. Let's get into it.
All right, I missed the button the first three times. Kind of let it go a little
longer. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. That sounded good.
That better. I wanted to change it up.
That's a really good voice. How are we doing? We all know each other, but we don't know this motherfucker right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I know Cam.
I'm glad you know Cam.
Jared's going to make it. Weather's kind of bad in St. Joe. So
very bad.
And he lives on a gravel road out kind of off limits a little bit, so he didn't really want to take the risk and make the drive into town. So
can't blame him. I respect
him. I respect him.
So we replaced Jairus with Cam. Cam is the guy from Lost Lake CBD as well, and he also made our intro beat. So yes. Cam's here.
He's yeah. also the homie.
You got a fun fact or anything? Or?
Random thing that comes to your head right now.
He's so nervous.
Cam, let me help you out. I'll say the random thing that comes to Kramer's head when you say that. Giraffes.
Oh my gosh. That's okay.
He also likes Miller, so we're good to go here. Kramer's the odd one out, so.
I don't mind Miller. I'll drink
it. You should have grabbed him before we started. I guess you can't now. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. So you said you mentioned the snow thing. Well, yeah. Really didn't do much freaking this week anyways, boys. But, I mean, driving out from work, pretty much a snowstorm. I looked in my rear mirror, like this, probably about three car lengths behind me. There's also a truck in between me and this other truck. The truck behind me, that thing, on this highway, I-29, which is like a death trap, all I see is I look in my rear mirror, that thing just spinning, and it goes off into a ditch, hits a pole, goes all the way up more. The pole isn't like an actual pole, it's like a road sign type thing. And I just, like, in my mind, I was like, I just want to get home. Like, I'm white-knuckling the steering wheel, and like I fished him about three times, but I mean
you recovered.
I know how to recover off that stuff, but like underpasses, going over bridges, just so slick, and not many people do not know how to drive. Like I honestly thought, because where I work at, you guys have been there except for Cam, like there's a portion from like my work to KCI. I thought that was like, because it's all curves and stuff and everything, I thought that was going to be like
it's a parkway basically.
Yeah, I literally thought that was like the worst spot. But because most cars were just lined up behind each other, like, you guys are a bunch of idiots. Like, if you're going to slide, someone's going to hit the brakes, they're all just going to be able
Domino effect.
And I was like, okay, so I just drove past those. But I was like, I can't wait to the Platte Cities, all this is straight.
If I was you, I'd be hitting the gravel. I'd be hitting, like, the dirt. I mean, God didn't make that Chevy Silverado to stay on the pavement. I would have fucking tore off on the yard if I had.
Well, I mean, but good thing. I mean, I flipped my four-wheel drive on, but still, it was like I saw a person chilling in their car on the side of the road, waiting to be picked up by somebody. They're little.
He didn't fucking offer them a ride. It's cold outside.
No, they're in the car. The wind wasn't hitting them. But even going like maybe like a half mile after that, all you see is a car off in a field, and there's a tree. Like, granted, like there's like a ditch area, so there's a slope on the side. The tree here. The windshield was on the tree.
Like, I wonder how many left that there.
What? Doesn't it really seem like, though? Like, you will drive 10 miles, and it'd be slicker than shit, and then it'll be like, oh, it's good now. And then that's when you start seeing all the red cars. It's like,
well, and also think, too, because, like, once I, like, got on to, like, pretty much before the weighing station, I'm heading back here from Platte City.
Yeah.
But look over to your right. That's actually a good drop.
No, that's a good drop. My mom actually wrecked in there like a long time ago when she was pregnant with me. She wrecked into that ditch in a Pontiac.
Well, there was a car that was wedged in the ditch between trees. I was like, this is so
Pontiac,
like,
right?
Is that the same type of Grand Prix you drive? Like a 71 Grand Prix. Oh, so it's way cooler in your car.
Oh, yeah. My car sucks.
I saw that. I was like, all right, that's what's happening. So I was like white knuckling everything. Had the 101, the Fox is going on, just listening to classic rock.
Van Halen's just playing, and you're just fucking.
Well, the thing is, if freaking the AC/DC song Highway to Hell came on,
trash.
Turning that shit off real quick, because I've seen Final Destination plenty of times. So
AC/DC sucks.
That was a scary ass time coming home today.
I see where you're coming from with that song, but like, I'm not superstitious. If anything, I'm a little stitious, but I'm not superstitious.
You're a little stitious. I got you, but I got you.
But,
no, I'm superstitious as fuck. My baseball player. Well, used to be a baseball player, so that runs in the blood. But I made it home safely, and I was just, that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted to do. Boom, got work was awesome, but that was ridiculous.
You should be working tomorrow too. Working
yep.
the game, so we're gonna be here. Granted, this looks different. I worked on the back half of my house first. This is my living room and kitchen.
Oh, yeah,
real open concept. I mean, see how open this is?
Yeah, if you're on our podcast networks, flip over to YouTube real quick. You can see the front room of, well, I mean, it's...
Yeah, there was a wall there, but I tore that shit out, just got real crazy with it.
And he shoulder checked it.
Yeah, I pretty much just started running into it like a football player until it fell.
To be honest, that's actually probably the way
I actually used the Sawzall, but...
That's even more better.
But that's why it looks different, and I don't know. I kind of like this way better. This is a lot of room here. We'll figure this whole thing out as we go.
We'll figure it out.
I was kind of mentioning that because we did before. New scenery change, so I guess it's kind of exciting. So
anything that skyrocketed your guys' point for the week this week?
A boring week.
Pretty tame, honestly.
I like Patron now. I love Patron. I've never drank Patron. Started drinking Patron this week.
Patron with a lime goes down dangerously easy.
Because I've always been one of them guys who was like, I want to drink tequila. That shit's rough. I was complaining on my birthday Monday, and then they were like, well, you need to try Patron if you don't like Cuervo, because that's what we were doing. And I took a shot of that, and I didn't even chase it. I was like, whoa, I'm a tequila
guy. I still got to chase it. Either I'm a pickleback or the other.
I can't do the pickle. The pickle makes me gag. I hate pickles
there was
so much.
I do too. There was a shot. It's like, it's old as this, like pickle juice. Lots of vodka.
I know what you're talking about.
It's fermented over time. It just tastes so
I know what you're talking
good.
About.
Good. I'm not even a big pickle guy, but I like pickle juice.
I don't like pickles. Pickle juice, the thought of people drinking pickle juice makes me like queasy a little bit. It's really gross.
Well, we'll have one of those.
Like tonight, like God, I can't talk. Like Thursday, like they poured me a pickle back, and I was like, I'll give it a go. And I literally shot, felt fine. Took out the pickle juice, started gagging and coughing because I hate pickle juice that bad.
That was funny that I remember you telling me, saying, "What did you just make a shot in your mouth? Like, did you just like?"
Yeah, because I saw Kramer. It looked like he like did the Patron and then didn't swallow it and then took the pickle juice. I didn't know he opened his throat, so I thought he popped the Patron, then popped the pickle juice and swallowed it as one. And I was like, "Bro, that's disgusting."
Dude, his cheeks were still a little, like puffy from the Patron, so I'm like, "Bro, are you mixing that?"
No, because the like not it's not tart. It's like a. How can you?
Well, it's tart.
What's the word for it?
For what?
It's like sweet, not sweet.
The pickle juice.
No, Patron's a little sweet to me.
I like it.
But it's like
I'll probably have Patron tonight.
I mean, yeah, we'll taste test the Patron.
Yeah.
Luckily, cans are DD, so everything's all set in stone that way.
Oh my God.
Yeah, keys right here.
Can. If you don't want to drive, I'll drive.
Hell yeah.
All right.
How much that aggravates Chaz and Darius? Because they're like, why is there a monkey call in there?
Like, why? What's the real question? Is why not?
All right. This week, we actually have a few sports worlds. I would say this week is probably the most involved sports week we would have. We wanted to start off, which I think I have a little different take than some other people on this. Carson Wentz getting traded. People think this is going to change the franchise, be a big deal. I personally think at this point he's a backup. He's bad. I mean, not even just stat-wise. I mean, I watched Eagles games last year. The dude does not know how to get rid of the ball. He doesn't know when to move. It looks bad. Like, he looks like he doesn't know how to play football. And I'm scared a team like Indy is going to gamble and end up with him, and it's just going to be bad.
I think with Carson Wentz, he had one good season.
Had a very good season.
That's why I said one good season.
He had a really, really good year.
But honestly, that year that he did not get hurt, but the Eagles still won the year he got hurt and the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I don't think he would let them in the Super Bowl at all that year.
Nick Foles had a fucking year, man. Nick?
Yes, he did. Hey, Nick Foles, amazing. He's on the Bears, though. Now, Carson Wentz could possibly be traded to the Bears now.
Where he belongs.
Imagine, because all the Eagles want Nick Foles back. All the Eagles fans, they're like, we just want Nick back. We want Nick back. Could you see a trade like that happening? Like Nick Foles or Carson Wentz straight up?
Dude. That would be the dumbest trade.
No, it would be. It'd be really bad. I would expect. But then the thing is, too, the Eagles probably will send draft picks with Carson Wentz in order to get him out there, too. So they get Nick Foles back.
I'm not sure what his contract's like, but
it's not the
case. Actually, hold on.
He didn't
Wait, didn't Carson Wentz get hurt in Week 16 that season?
It was late in the season.
He had 3,200 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions on 101 rating. I mean, that's a good year, but that's not like that crazy.
Yeah,
really.
But the thing is, he dropped off from that super hard.
Like the 2019, he had 4,000 yards, 27 TDs, 7 picks, 93 passer rating. This year, he had 16 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, 72 passer rating.
He dropped off real hard.
That's like Blake Bortles level of dropping off.
So that's a get out of the league type thing. But like honestly, where does he go? What team would want Carson Wentz?
If a team's taking Carson Wentz, I think, in my opinion, give him the Jameis Winston treatment. Why Mike Tomlin, trade for Carson Wentz, give him a year or two under Big Ben. Hopefully he kind of figures this shit out.
They already got Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins is not the fucking guy. Dwayne Haskins, he's somehow worse than Carson Wentz.
I don't know about that.
Dwayne Haskins is bad.
I don't know. But yeah, he's bad. He's an Ohio State quarterback.
He's bad.
Hey, if you were the Rams and you traded for Goff for Wentz, that trade is so stupid. I know. I hate how we ended the show last week.
And then 20 minutes later.
Less than that. No, I was like,
didn't even leave the house.
Yeah, and then Matthew Stafford got traded to the Rams. It's like, okay, we could have talked about that.
Which, granted, I love the move.
The Rams are idiots.
But they gave up too much, considering they already gave up way too much for Jalen Ramsey, last year, a year before?
Yeah.
The Rams pretty much have 2 years to win a Super Bowl, or they're dog shit for a while.
First round picks don't mean nothing.
Apparently.
And then if you're going to fuck
a Seahawks fan, I know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. I mean, yeah, most of your guys' talent came in the third, fourth, and fifth.
Or if you're fucking Pittsburgh, they haven't drafted a receiver in the first round in like 10 years. And they've had some fucking studs.
Yeah.
No, but like, so like you have Carson Wentz, though. I mean, like, I would say like you have Bears, Indy, Carolina.
If you're Indy, you don't go for Wentz.
I think Jacoby Brissett's better than Wentz.
Oh, easily.
Jacoby Brissett didn't play that bad season. Yeah, but
honestly, I would not be shocked if Derek Carr is being traded to the Colts.
And I hate that because Derek Carr is only good when everything's perfect. And I know you're a Raiders fan. You know that's true. If there is any form of improvising Derek Carr has to do, he panics, freezes up.
Okay.
He can't.
He's like,
oh,
keep talking.
He's going to pull one play where Derek Carr did something.
Keep talking about
but,
Jerry,
dude. Rather have Mariota anyways.
Mariota actually played really good that one game. But like,
you're also an Oregon fan. So.
Like, Derek Carr's not shit. He's just, I don't know. I think if a team's going to give up 2 first-round picks or something for Derek Carr, they are very not smart.
I'll say he's worth a second-rounder.
I would say he's worth a second-rounder because he's not young either.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say Derek Carr for a second-rounder is probably a good pickup. Maybe even a first if you're really missing the piece and you think he can be your guy. If you have a Indy who has Jonathan Taylor and Keem Hines, I mean – you don't need your quarterback to throw the ball 40 times a game. You can get by with a guy who can throw the ball 20, 25 and not fuck up. That's all Indy needs right now. Indy's a very good team. I mean, I thought Brady should have just went to Indy, but I get why he didn't. But I think Indy would have been the team. I mean, that defense is so good. So good.
I cannot freaking find it. I reached.
I think Easton can take the Colts. They just need to believe in the rookie.
They put him in a special camp again this season. I can't remember who does it. I still don't talk about that. But you got them. I know there's some other teams I'm forgetting about. I guess Dolphins might be destined for a quarterback, too. I mean,
why would the Dolphins want to get rid of Tua?
I don't think they should, but I think they will if they think they need to.
If they can get Deshaun Watson, I'll say
yeah, if they can get Deshaun Watson, get the fuck out of Tua immediately.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is the man. I know a lot of people keep saying they don't care. You just need to watch that play. He is the fucking man.
Okay, so listen to this.
He's going to be an MVP if he gets traded next year.
Highest third down percentage in the NFL. It goes 1 as Aaron Rodgers. 2, Derek Carr. 3, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go to top 10 graded quarterback in the 3-6 seasons. In the last 6 seasons, Derek Carr was ranked 9th, as he was ranked 5th, and that's compared to his 2016
season. That's probably on his rating, isn't it?
No, this is from all of them. The top 10. Dude, Derek Carr is filthy, man.
I mean, Derek Carr's a top 15 quarterback.
Why can't I freaking... No,
it's pretty easy to convert a third down.
It's easy to convert a third down with Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, you tell him that.
I can give the ball to Josh Jacobs.
All right, okay. Yeah. Derek Carr's 2020 season. This is from him this season because it's freaking amazing. He has 4,103 yards, which is his highest. His QBR rating was 101.4. Ridiculous. He averaged 256.4 4.4 yards per game. He had 5 game-winning drives this year.
What was his TD interception?
He had 13 touchdowns, I think it was...
He only threw 13 touchdowns?
He had 30 touchdowns and, like, 3 interceptions.
I think he had a better year than Carson Wentz's MVP season.
He's a stud.
But he's very much...
4 interceptions.
If shit ain't going good, I mean, you can watch the games and you can see...
I mean, they did sign Nathan Peterman to an extension.
I mean, that was smart. That was very smart.
He's our third-string quarterback now.
But
Carson Wentz is not going to Las Vegas, which I hope not. Mark Davis, if you're listening, or John Gruden, do not...
You don't want Carson Wentz, trust me. John Gruden definitely doesn't want Carson Wentz. He would... might kill him.
Like this.
He might kill him.
Come on, man.
Which, I know I talk about him a lot, but I think Carson Wentz is a new year after... Jameis Winston is a free agent.
That's true. He's staying in the Saints.
The Saints renegotiated Drew Brees' contract to open up $24 million in cap space after he retired. I'm assuming Jameis is about to get a contract offer.
He's going to get paid by the Patriots.
He was like the only one that threw a touchdown in the fucking playoffs.
You better hope he doesn't get paid by the Patriots. The league better hope he doesn't.
That's going to be scary, but he has no wide receivers there, so.
It does.
It's not like you can.
Odell's going to be up for trade. Odell's gone. They're going
to
rid of him.
There's a lot of things I want to happen for the Raiders, which is
just. If Odell ends up in New England with, like, Jameis Winston, they have really good fucking running backs. All their players are going to be back who opted out of COVID. They're back to fight with the Bills for the fucking top of the conference, and people are going to be pissed. They're going to be so mad.
There's a lot of wide receivers that are going to be coming in the free agency also.
That too. And Allen Robinson?
This is a good free
agency. What are you going to do if, like, Allen Robinson goes to fucking New England, Jameis Winston signs there, and they fucking trade, like, shit for Odell because Odell's coming off an ACL? Like, you have a fucking squad.
Here's a third.
Yeah, you have a squad. I mean, because that defense, I get people think they suck this year. They were missing so many players. And it's weird how I think about half the players dropped out of COVID were from the Patriots. Which to me was very just a weird.
Is it like a fishy type thing? It's like
that's
what,
it.
What you guys doing over here? Like what? Okay, you're going down to whoa, wow, you're going down.
If I'm Bill Belichick and these guys start, we went off. I'm letting the boys take a year off because let's be honest, like they worked out Cam Newton. There's no way they thought he was the guy. I mean, no. I get like everyone's like, oh, after COVID, it's like no. Teams finally started game planning against him good, and he...
I don't think Josh McDaniels knew what to do with Cam Newton, because he was so used to doing Tom Brady. Like, seriously.
Josh McDaniels won a playoff game with Tim Tebow. He should know what to do with cooking Cam Newton. They're pretty close to the same player.
Not really. Newton's more athletic. He's... The only thing is, he's more injury-prone.
No, and he is. And I know, like, the big joke was after COVID, I don't know. And Jarrett Stidham's shit, like... It's working on a team.
From Auburn, man.
He's not good. He's
Jarrett Stidham.
But we're kind of getting on a tangent there. But it's just like, I don't know. There's some quarterbacks that are going to move. Cam Newton's going to end up somewhere.
No, he's done. He's done. He's probably going to XFL. But
there's no way.
He'll be backing with Winston Haskins here soon.
He becomes a backup.
No, he'll get signed for a backup role. Because Cam Newton's a good locker room guy. Cam Newton works like the Patriots all year. He worked harder than anybody. The best worker, first in, last out. He just sucked.
He could be the backup to Deshaun Watson somewhere, like you say. Broncos or say
no. I know I said previously I want Deshaun Watson in Miami. I want the football team.
Washington football team.
The football
Ron
team.
Ron Rivera, cool dude, by the way.
Ron Rivera's a football guy.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's cancer free now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, no, I was on the phone with him. I said, hey, man, story's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Beat cancer and everything.
And he coached.
Such a nice dude.
And he coached them boys this year, man. Oh. Like, granted, like the Alex Smith thing, that is amazing, but Alex Smith is not a great
quarterback. Well, I didn't realize this too, but when we were in the hour for 6:10, same thing happened when John Fox when Jack Del Rio was his offensive coordinator, or defensive coordinator, whatever it is. I can't remember if he's the offensive or defensive coordinator. I should know that. But Jack Del Rio, since he was pretty much his assistant, he's like, yeah, I can help you out. Which is awesome.
Well, it was two.
The Washington football team for Haskins, not Haskins, for Watson, I do like.
It is week. It was week 2 or 3 that they put an IV in Ron Rivera's arm during halftime in the locker room while he gave the pep talk so he could go out after halftime because he was so dehydrated because cancer. That is fucking sick.
Dude's a tank.
That defense is scary. They have, Chase Young's a fucking monster. Landon Collins is very good. They have other guys. They have Kendall Fuller there. I believe. I mean, they got guys, Terry McLaurin. Like I said, Alex Smith. He actually had a pretty good year for.
No, Fuller's in Chicago. Kendall Fuller.
There's a Fuller there. I don't know
it's
which.
Will one. Fuller. Is it Will?
No, Will Fuller's a receiver. It's Kyle or Kendall Fuller.
Kendall used to be the Chief.
One of them's in.
He got traded for Alex Smith, and now he's in Chicago.
All right, one of, I know one of the Foolers is there. Has it,
I'm,
one
pretty
of the
sure, I'm pretty sure Kyle plays for the Bears.
Oh, okay. The, no. Who the...
Pretty sure Kyle Fuller plays for the Bears, and Kendall Fuller plays for the Washington football team.
Yeah, Kyle Fuller plays for the Bears.
So Kendall Fuller went back to Washington.
Yeah.
I thought he did, too. He's good. Yeah, he plays for Washington. But, I mean, I think, like, I don't know, Watson's going to get moved.
Kendall,
Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson, Sean Watson, and a top 7-8 defense in the league for sure. I mean, and they're the football team. Like, I would – because Ron Rivera, I mean, like, Haskins was really bad. Alex Smith wasn't very mobile. He couldn't throw very far. But he still won games with Alex Smith because he knew what he had to do. Well, I mean, like I said, though, Alex Smith had a pretty decent year considering. I mean, he's old, too. Wait, he had a good year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he had a decent year for
I think if he played. I think if he played in that playoff game, I don't think they would have won by any means. But I think it would have been a lot. But then again, what's his fucking name? The guy who played for him from the fucking AFL.
Yeah,
that was pretty badass. That was really badass.
Man, he was giving it all out.
Yeah, he was balling. He just had to play Tampa, who is...
Tampa, the top of the Bay Gronkineers.
Tampa's really annoying, because they sucked at, they sucked until the Bears beat them. Then the Bears beat them, they were just really good.
Yeah. Also, on the rundown, I don't think you guys watched it, Al Davis versus the NFL.
I don't even know what that is.
Sit up last night, watched it, the 30 for 30. I recommend it. It's, if you don't know, like, Al Davis is a pioneer, pretty much, the AFL. Please watch it. He helped a lot of teams get out of the monopoly at that time of what the NFL was doing, and if you need to watch it, just saying you need to watch it. Plus, I mean, it's a Raider, so I mean, that's the main reason why I watch it, too. Oh, and they use, like, these, so, I mean, of course, I can't even think the former NFL commissioner, his name is, but they, since he's passed away, so is Al Davis, they kind of had, like, a, they had, say, like, say if it was, like, me and Cam, but they had, like, some prosthetics on them to where, like, they used CGI on their face, and they would actually talk, like, say what they would say.
Oh, really?
It was kind of cool. People didn't really like it, but I thought it was good to, like, tell a story that way. So, I mean, it was kind of, it was interesting. So, that's why I recommend watching that 30 for 30.
I need to.
I'll give my YouTube TV account. You can watch off that.
Do you want to move on to the thing that we all obviously want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've been hyped for this for a month. I listen to Pardon My Take every week by Barstool Sports. I love the show. I love Billy Football. And we watched her first ever Rough and Rowdy. $20 pay-per-view. We watched it right here. And I will say, like, I think I'm a Rough and Rowdy guy. Like, I'm going to start watching these. I mean, all the fights, they were very good.
Hold on.
No, they were entertaining.
There we go.
That one ring girl was bad. Which and then one? She fought, and she was kicking ass, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm in love with Hot Wheels.
I'm in love with Hot Wheels. I've been talking to her on Twitter. I'm going to meet up with her. Jose messaged her before the fight. But anyways, and it was really funny. So we'll talk about the main one when we get there. I mean, we had a little memeing going on because I already forgot his name. His last name was Henderson. He's the ninja who fights.
He looked like he dressed up as
Dragon Ball Z. He dressed up as Goku. He had his hair spiked and his trunks. Well, he wore like parachute pants, and he had his Venmo and his Instagram wrote across his chest. And I was like, dude, let's get this guy on the podcast. He's badass. So I got on Venmo, sent $5 to his Venmo with a little message with my phone number. I literally sent it, stood up to go pee, phone call. It was his PR guy talking to us, and I dumbass answered the phone. And I didn't know what to say. I was, like, overwhelmed. So I was like, Kramer, you gotta fucking talk to this dude. So Kramer went and talked to him. I don't think he's coming on the show. We'll see.
No, we're trying to get him on the show.
Yeah, you want
to
read what I said?
No, the thing is, there was a lot more people calling, too. Like, there was a call. I said, no caller ID, no caller ID. But I was talking to that guy. And I was just like...
A lot of people know your phone number.
Yeah, a lot of people know your phone
number. No one else is calling me. They might be someone fucking with us. I don't know. Either way, I thought it was... If you're fucking with us, I don't care. It was hilarious. It was very funny.
Maybe I'll do one podcast in St. Joe.
Yeah, maybe he'll get back hold of me. If he doesn't, who cares? Zach's going
to
read the video.
We're trying to help him with small businesses. So, I mean, small business. Well, we're not even a business. We're trying to be
support small
business. Yeah, don't say the number. Don't say the number. No. I guess you can get the number off Venmo.
All right, so the guy's name was Brendan Kelly. And Travis said...
That was Henderson. Holy shit.
Travis said, dude, you're a badass. Will you please come to my podcast? Not Cash is Curious. My phone number is redacted.
If you're not interested, you're still badass.
Should have said, come on my podcast. Like, not come to my podcast.
He can come here. I don't know, fuck. He's from West Virginia, though. Well, no, because the number that called us, oh, Michigan. The number that called us was from his hometown.
Wait,
looked that up.
No, will you please come on my podcast? What did I say?
Come to my podcast.
All right, well, Trav got it right.
It was the phone number was caller ID to where that guy's from. It may have been true. I don't know.
I mean,
but I have a lot of time believing he has a PR team.
I bet they. I don't know.
I bet he had a lot of inquiries though. I went through his Venmo thing, and there was a lot of fucking people.
He's got a guy watching his like Venmo list.
Yep.
And says he's a PR.
And doing that, watching that, the first thing I thought when we first got here is like, we gotta get our buddy Damon to get on this. Like,
yeah,
we have to.
We got our buddy Damon. He's been sparring a little bit, so just dicking around. But he wants to fight Chaz. Actually, like, box Chaz pretty bad.
And we're actually gonna box.
We've been talking about it. I don't know if it's a good idea, but I think
we're
I'd
gonna
probably
box.
Do it.
We're pitching that we
use Hulk hands.
No, we have to use actual boxing gloves.
Hulk hands
but,
are.
Hands might hurt more.
No, Hulk hands will break. That's the thing. Then so you're going to be actually boxing, and then you're going to fucking start getting hit with plastic. It's going to hurt bad. But,
I don't think you've ever used Hulk.
The rough and rowdy was 25. It's $20. It's like 2 hours. 3 1-minute rounds. But yeah, just standard boxing fights. They had some big boys. This one guy fought in jeans, threw the first punch, and threw his shoulder out.
that
one guy had a fucking gnarly knockout. That I Eat Ass guy got laid out.
He got lit up.
They were very entertaining. There was a little person fight, and they were both tough as fuck. Like,
Dynamite was my guy.
Yeah, it's like Dynamite. They were showing his warmth, and he's got, like, he's chiseled out, like, six-pack of abs, all pecked up. Like, they were stacked little fuckers, and they were fighting, man. They were fighting.
Dude, they were throwing hands, man.
Yeah, like, that was one of the best. It was things like, it wasn't even like, oh, whatever, novelty. Like, no, they was fighting. It was a good fight.
They were even just straight hanging.
Yeah, they were just taking turns throwing hands.
Who was that one dude? Ox or Oxman or
Ox.
Dude, that dude was just winding up and just going at it. And, like, dude,
the other dude couldn't even dodge it.
No.
He was just taking
it. It looked like. So, if you ever played a UFC game, like UFC 1, 2, 3, or...
Not when you first make your fighter.
Not when you first make your fighter. You know how there's, like, the buttons that you, like, hold for, like, a wind-up punch to make sure you get... That's what they were doing the entire time, which was, like... That's why they all got gassed real quick. Honestly, perfect format and setup towards, like, a minute for... three rounds for a minute, because, honestly, when you first told me that, I was like... Oh, it's going to be so quick.
That's what it was. I was like, it's going
to
be so quick.
But now thinking about it, they're just trying to knock each other out. So they're trying to do it as quick as possible, which is like, okay, they're forcing these people to, you know, get in there and do something.
Which was really cool because I know every knockout, I don't even remember the name of the brand. I think it was Masita or Matia or something. Either way, I'm sorry, I don't remember. It was a seltzer brand.
They're not paying us to say anything.
But yeah, they're not giving me money, so it doesn't matter. Anyways, they were paying $5,000 to Barstool's Small Business Fund for every knockout, and I also thought it was very cool because, like, this isn't like real boxers by any means. Like, I could sign up and get in the list to fight, and like these guys, there was quite a few of them afterwards who were ripping up the checks and was like, "I just want my money donated to the Small Business Fund."
Most notably,
which I thought was very cool.
You don't rip up the check; you just give it to the person, say, "Hey, just cash this under that."
But I think it's way cooler. They rip the check.
It does.
And then he like ripped it up, and then he dropped it, and then he was like, "Oh wait, I can't just leave that here." Like,
and then Big Cat was like, "I mean, we have to make out a new check to him so he can give it back to us."
But yeah, like I thought that was very cool. Like a lot of these guys, and they're fairly regular people. I'm sure they train, but I mean, they got day jobs and everything. You know they do. And the fact that they were donating, I thought that was very cool. Like I think this is a very cool setup, and I think it was good for.
What's the thing?
It was entertaining.
Just recently, Portnoy helped out the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City.
No, he does. Yeah.
Which was awesome. Like that just happened recently.
I'm saying Portnoy's a very unlikable guy, but he does a lot of good shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Fight we're about to talk about where Canseco.
He was.
Yes. Well, Canseco did. Is it Canseco or Canseco?
Canseco. Jose Canseco.
Canseco did what he did. We'll talk about that in a second. But he was dishonest, and Portnoy took their Barstool sports book, and he said all debts that are owed because of this fight, I'm erasing. I'm not going to make you lose your money. You'll get it back. But if you voted for Billy Football, you got your money. Which I thought was a very stand-up thing.
Yeah.
And then people were trying to accuse Portnoy of setting this up, and I was like, he wouldn't have set this up. Because he lost a lot of fucking money. Because the odds, it was plus 400 on Billy Football and Jose. They had equal odds. Everyone was punching Jose on that. You know they
easily.
Was. He lost a lot of money because of that. And he tweeted, he said Jose made $1 million off that fight. I don't think I believe that.
No, Jose Canseco hasn't done anything in the past years. He's hurt for money. Even just, I think I saw something on the...
All right, hold on. Let's just We're going to talk about the main event. We're going to talk about Billy Football, Jose Canseco. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, I thought it was funny, too, because during the podcast with the PFT and also Big Cat, they were talking about something. And he's like, yeah, I bet you you'll put $1 million on that knockout to him. And he's like, well, that was my next question. How bad do you need the money?
Well, what I love, he said $1 million. And Big Cat was like, I don't bet out of my means. I'm responsible. He started out $1 million and negotiated all the way down to a $5,000 bet. But, I mean, it was the build-up of this was funny. And, I mean, I know it was probably exaggerated to a point. But I really do think Canseco's a piece of shit. I think he is a piece of shit.
No, he's been a POS his entire life.
But I mean, and I didn't follow baseball. I kind of looked up on that situation. That was kind of fucked up what he did. And yeah. I mean, just like he's DMing all the girls and shit before the fights. I know the girl called her daddy girl. He was messaging her too, trying to go on the show and hit him up. And I mean, he was even talking like about the ring girls and stuff on Pardon My Take. Like he's married and he wanted to fight A-Rod, which A-Rod's never going to fight him.
A-Rod's not stupid.
A-Rod's worth like $800 million as a smoking hot wife. What does he have to gain by fighting Jose Canseco?
J-Lo is nice.
But like, he's worth so much money. He's got so much business going on. Like,
there's literally nothing for him to gain.
No. It's not Ricky Dink boxing. Like,
yeah. Hey, that's not Ricky Dink. Honestly, that was more entertaining than the McGregor fight.
No, that was... I'm serious. I'm watching this from... That was good.
Yeah.
But, like, we watched the build-up and... They wouldn't let Frank the Tank in the same room as Jose anymore per his request, because Frank was actually getting in his head. He bet Big Cat that if Billy beat him, that Frank could have a night with his daughter.
Looks like he has a night with his daughter.
But yeah, like, I mean, it was, I liked at the end, Caleb Preston was talking to him, and he was like, he's scum, he's a rat. He's like, Frank can go about this all night. I'm just going to go ahead and cut him off. Like, he can do this all night.
He was still talking behind him, too, while he was saying, like, right, back to you guys.
Very entertaining. PFT was also pretty good about it. I mean, it was very good overall. It was entertaining. I'm happy it worked out.
Honestly, we should do live streams of that. Like, not like us showing the fight, but our reactions to it.
Yeah, we could.
Because, like, we're all hyped in that.
No, that was good.
I said Jose Canseco was going to, like, knock out. Because, honestly, you would think that Jose Canseco would knock out Billy.
So. No, I wanted Billy Football to win really bad, but in the back of my head the whole time, I'm like, he's going to get fucked up. Yeah. Like, this is not going to be good.
I believed in Billy Football 100%.
God damn it.
Well, I believed in him, but I knew.
I was going to laugh if he got knocked out, but I love Billy Football.
What's what the Big Cat says? He's going to laugh his ass off. When.
All right, so I know, I try not to talk about this with you guys too much, because I wanted it to be like an instant live reaction. Do you think... Like, what kind of dive do you think it was? Do you think he went into this fight saying, I'm going to dive and run with the money? Or do you think he had intentions of the fight, Billy came at him hard, and he realized, this kid's not going to just bounce around and be scared of me and let me kind of take my cheap shots. He's going to come at me hard, and he wasn't ready for that pace of a fight, so he just said, fuck it, I'm not doing this. I think he had full intentions of fighting.
I think he had full intentions.
Yeah, I think then Billy came at him hard. Billy knocked him down.
Yeah, that's what's going to go on the rule card. Yeah, Billy knocked him out.
He said, my trainer was like, Billy, you knocked him out. Big Cat was like, I don't think he even hit him. And they show the replay.
And like, he grazes the top.
And then it's funny because the Rutschman and Big Cat's like, fuck it, Billy knocked him out.
all those steroids.
He's big. He's really big.
He's huge. Like, he's still, he has to still take.
Billy, he said he did on Pardon My Take. He said he still does it this day.
Except he's going to do it before the fight.
Yeah. He said he does.
He just says you just need to go to your doctor. Make sure you're on the right side.
He's talking testosterone booster.
Oh, yeah. He's doing more.
Because he was talking about testosterone booster, and Big Cat was like, I could use that. PFT was like, oh no, I have very, very high T. It's funny because Jose Canseco is like tall on steroids. He's like chiseled body, dark bronze skin, and Jose Canseco think he's talking about him. And he's like, oh yeah. And then PFT's like, if anything, I should start taking steroids. Not because like I need to get bigger. I'm perfect. He said, my balls are so big. I wish they'd shrink to a normal size. And then Jose was just like, you're a child. I'm done talking to you. Like, he was so aggravated.
But PFT's like our age, right?
No.
PFT's old. Yeah, he says he's 20. PFT's like 30-something.
No, there's no way.
He's pretty much Big Cat's age. Big Cat's like 36. They're about the same age.
I don't know.
Which Portnoy commentary... I loved it because like
they had no,
they don't know anything
they,
about boxing.
They did not have any business, but that's that. Yeah, no, that it was good. It was entertaining.
I love when that one girl, whatever, Portnoy goes, "Damn, is she thick?" Like, that's what, and then Big Cat was like, "Can we say that?" Like, you heard it. Oh, and then Big Cat walks away, comes back, and Portnoy's like, "Take a shit." He's like, "Nah, just piss." I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, why are these guys doing color
paper? They can do whatever they want.
But, and their fucking gold jackets, those are pretty
thick. Those are clubs.
Yeah, that, yeah, that'd be sweet if we could get some of those. And I can't remember what his name was, but the guy with
the
glasses. Robbie's,
oh, the Robbie something. I don't remember his name.
He's like, I kind of feel like an asshole not having one of these.
It was very good. Like, I plan on watching every Griffin Rowdy.
We'll watch three of our reactions, though.
Jose Canseco's a pussy.
He's a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
He let the intern take him out. And at this point, I would argue if he let Billy beat him, he definitely doesn't want to fight A-Rod if A-Rod decides to.
Well, that's the thing. Billy's going to fight Jake Paul.
A-Rod's in good shape still.
Yeah.
Huh?
Now he's going to fight Jake Paul.
For Billy to get a fight with Jake Paul, do you think Jake Paul would go on Griffin Rowdy? I don't think he'd get enough money.
But
then again, Portnoy, right? If anyone, I feel like if anybody can make some goofy shit happen like that, it's Portnoy.
Oh my gosh. Let's get Brody to fight Billy Football.
I mean, honestly, that's not very unrealistic, I would say.
Let's try to get
Brody gets his ass beat by Billy Football.
I doubt Brody that.
Brody Football's a big boy.
I love Brody.
Make this graphic right now when you can. Like, whatever
you to start tweeting that at Billy No Way Jose on Twitter all the time. Let's get this to happen.
Yeah, we got to get this to happen.
We'll register Brody for Rough and Rowdy.
It's Billy RNR.com.
Oh, he changed it?
Yeah.
But, Billy looked good, though. He put on some muscle. Billy looks good.
You're the man, Zach.
Billy looks really good. But it was very entertaining. I definitely will watch more of them. The commentary is very good. I really like Big Cat and PFT. And
that's one thing. I'm trying to figure that out.
I wish they put PFT in the booth with him, though.
No, because he doesn't really...
He had me back to the hype of Billy.
No, he did.
He had me back.
I wish they recorded, like, Billy half an hour before the fight. Because Billy's weird. Like, I would have watched that. He was probably just doing some weird shit back then.
Honestly,
like,
he was probably just playing video games.
No, Billy was doing weird shit, getting hyped up.
But yoga? Like, you do some yoga?
No, like, Billy strikes me as the type of dude who, like, bangs his head on walkers
and
shit.
So he's like Goldberg back then.
Yeah, like, I can see Billy doing that type. He's just dumb.
Which they almost, because, like, when Jarvis was here, too, watching, he's like, they're going to do, like, the Goldberg thing where they pound on the door to get him out of here.
That should be pretty badass. Yeah, that'd
been really good. No, R&R, I'm a fan. I am a fan. We've got halfway, like, we've done 30 minutes of this podcast already, which is amazing.
I mean, I was so excited for this. The riff
so good.
You know what that means, though. It's a 30-minute piss break.
30-minute piss break.
It's a 30-minute get me a beer when you're done pissing break.
My life or a genuine?
Whichever you see first.
Give me a genuine.
Yeah. But,
Kramer?
I'll take Coors.
But I'm pissing first.
But I would also argue, if you are Jose Canseco or anyone who got their ass beat, I mean, steroids are good. You need to be taking CBD oil. And if
at
you do,
point,
it's got to come from Lost Lake CBD if you're doing that. We'll let Cam talk about Lost Lake CBD because it's kind of his deal and he's on for the first time, so... He probably knows way more about it than we do.
Yeah,
too,
no, that's so true.
I mean, you guys pretty much can't cover it. Like, there's not really much to say. Just CBD helps you recover, helps you sleep.
Helps you recover and stuff.
Yeah, and it's really nice to take. Helps with anxiety, depression. It really does the job.
You pulling that out of the
It's in here somewhere.
I think it's in that one.
It gets hectic around my house because I'm always moving shit around so much. Yeah, we'll go ahead and just, like, place them right there.
Yeah, Travis's been using it, too, because it says lower back's been hurt from moving the shit all around. So, I mean, he's been taking a little bit of that, too.
Looks good shit.
Out, help him sleep a little bit at night as well.
Yeah, especially with our new bottles, the 10,000 milligrams. Dude, those work so well. I took a drop of those, and I felt so good.
Oh, yeah, no, it you gotta, like, at first, when I first started taking it, I had to, like, not train myself for it. But pretty much like, okay, I got to keep doing this in order to keep my cycle. Because, I mean, once you get out of that cycle, then everything gets thrown off.
You first got to let it build up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not just going to take it one time and it, like, changes your life. Like, you have to, there's a little bit, but you're going to buy a big enough bottle. Like, there's a little bit of repetition involved. And you already have a big enough bottle. It shouldn't be hard for you to, like, buy into that and try that. So.
Oh, yeah. I recommend it. Use promo code NFJF for 25% off your first order.
And free shipping.
Yeah, it's free shipping.
All 50
states in the United States. All 50. So if you're in Hawaii right now for this, which, aloha, definitely. Go ahead and order it.
We drink old man beer all the time. Drink High Life and genuine drink.
I'm sticking with my...
He's missing half a label. Look at that.
That's the last one. And there's only one more High Life left.
You guys got to fight to the death for it.
I mean, I'm probably good. Just to get me through the podcast, at least.
Were you guys talking about Lost Lake CBD wise in there?
Yes, we were. It was a good transition because Canseco would be taking that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Better.
Pussy.
It's honestly the best stuff for anxiety and depression. Just, it takes the edge off. It's not a cure-all, let's be honest, but, like, it just takes the edge off. It's honestly a miracle product. It's nuts.
All right, hey, I don't want to stick too long on this one, but I was watching this Vice story on Snapchat, which, by the way,
hell yeah.
I did not know Vice was on Snapchat, so I completely subscribed to their
channel. I just joined that right now, and I will be doing the same.
So this dude, he's 20 years old. He eats mac and cheese every day for the past 17 years. So he ends up finding out he has a selective eating disorder, which that makes a lot of sense. You had eaten mac and cheese for 17 years.
Why would she share her location?
I bet he's chiseled.
That makes zero sense.
Are you okay over there, bud?
I'm just really confused because they said you come into the ward, and we were like, yeah. And then Meg and Brody were like, we're about to leave. And then Maddie was like, okay, I'll share my location when you move. If you're going to be at the ward, why do we need your location? You know where the ward's at.
That's very true.
I'm just going to kind of, yeah, Zach's going to ask her. And she's probably already drunk because she's probably like two drinks. She's going to say something fucking goofy. But all right, go on. I'm sorry.
All right. So he has a selective eating disorder. He won't eat anything else or he'll get sick, which is ridiculous.
Because he's had so much mac and cheese.
Exactly. He's even said on there that it's the problem, and I think it's gross. Eat mac and cheese. And he said, oh, the Velveeta is his go-to, apparently. Which, I mean, Velveeta shells are amazing. Like, I love Velveeta shells.
But, like, you're not getting any protein.
No, but
he has to be taking, like, supplements or
vitamins. No.
He's not?
No.
How much does this dude weigh? Because he's got to be, like, frail.
He probably weighs about maybe 270, 280.
How?
He's probably my height.
What the fuck?
Probably a little smaller, probably a little shorter than me. I was 6'3".
Oh my god.
You're not 6'3", you're 5'11", on your best day.
But my question is, though, from this story about this kid eating mac and cheese for the past 17 years, is what's something you could eat for 17 years in a row that you wouldn't get sick or tired of?
All right. Can I just go ahead and make a comparison?
What?
This dude might be Jay. Jay only eats Tendies.
Well, no, Jay also eats bread, but Tendies is also a good choice.
There's bread in the Tendies.
That's so true. It's kind of, there's breading.
Tendies are a cure-all. This dude should swap to Tendies, but...
But I don't know, like, if I were to pick something...
Like, let me ask you a question real quick. Say I pick pizza. Does that have to be one kind of pizza? Or
yeah,
can it be
one kind of pizza.
Alright, I think I'm going to pick ramen noodles.
Then why'd you ask about the pizza?
Because, like... Because
he can switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can get chicken, you can get beef. I'm going to go with spicy beef ramen noodles.
Yeah, that's all that you can eat, though.
That's fine.
All that you can eat.
That's fine.
Like, all that guy had.
No. I'll eat other stuff. I'll just throw up if I do.
Well, no. It's like he legitimately will look at it and Barry put it in his mouth and he'll get sick. Because he already was like, this isn't what I know it's going to taste like, so I'm just going to get him sick. It's crazy.
This was
I wonder, can he
piece of crap thing I've ever.
It's actually changes its salsa.
Can he eat?
Oh, salsa would be good.
I don't know. If I'm old, we can only do a liquid diet. I'd only eat salsa.
Well, you drink it. You don't eat it.
I do a shot of salsa. Can this guy eat mac and cheese pizza?
He never said. No, he only eats a certain. Like, literally, he opens up a cabinet. He has weeks worth of Velveeta mac and cheese sitting there. And he just, boom, and he'll eat that for the rest of the day. He'll wake up for breakfast, eat that, and continue eating for the rest of the day.
Do you imagine waking up hungover as fuck and all you could do is just eat a big bowl of mac and cheese? Like, that's just the least appetizing thing ever.
Do you think he
like
ever
that.
Swaps it up and puts a little hunks of meat in it?
No. Like, they've already, he's already, he said, he mentioned, you need to watch
so
this.
So he doesn't eat protein.
I was making an Always Sunny reference.
Oh, wait, yeah.
So he doesn't get protein.
Maxwell's
fan. Yeah. Does he drink milk all the time?
Exactly. No, that's what I want to know. I get, like, it's cheese, but, like, that's fake cheese. How does he get protein? How does he get, like... Lord.
I mean, if he didn't use, like, regular noodles, he couldn't even get, like, the protein noodles, but I'm pretty sure it's
just a fun conversation.
The regular noodles.
I don't think he did, though.
Yeah.
So,
gas station.
What would you eat, though?
I found out what they're doing. I said, are you still the worst to know on the move? Shared your location. I said, who's driving? She said, Caitlin. And just sends me a picture of her holding a bottle of tea.
That's gross. But what would you eat, though, for 17 years? Trev?
Pussy.
No, I don't think there's... I don't know. Like, I'd have a hard time like eating the same thing multiple times a day. I think if you could just give me a place, it'd be Taco Bandito, and I'd be 400 pounds. But it's a single food. There's no way. I think you'd have to pick, like, chicken.
Well, no, it'd be, like, one style of chicken.
I think, like, chicken tenders would be, like, the only choice. Because, like, that's something, like, you can eat that about any time. It's, like,
I don't know if I want to wake up.
Travis.
9 a.m. in the morning, eat chicken tenders, though.
What else would you rather wake up?
Travis is trying to get chicken tenders at Olive Garden.
they didn't have it.
I did not.
I almost raised hell.
I got chicken Alfredo and Moscato.
The wine was good.
That was funny because she was like, I'll be back with a bag so you can take your wine with you. And I was like, wine. She picked it up. She goes, oh, Lord.
The wine was good. The waitress was a rocket.
I ever heard Snapchat. Want to tell her that?
But you can.
Can.
I honestly think about the chicken nuggets. Because like, I used to live off chicken nuggets. So like, I know I can live off of that.
Okay.
Cam, I thought you'd be a ravioli guy.
No. That's my brother. My brother can eat that like every day. You eat out of the can, don't you? Heat it up.
Yes. I've done that before. It's not as bad as people think it'd be.
What?
Just eating ravioli out of
the
can.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
It's good halfway through. And then I start tasting the metal.
Oh, well.
Well, that's where you get all the iron from.
That's exactly.
Cam, you don't eat the can.
Cam, you think I got these from not eating out of the can?
I don't think you ate the can at all, but.
I had chicken last week. I ate the bones.
Oh, boy.
You ate the bones.
You also off that T-bone steak, too. You ate the bone off that, too.
I did eat the bone. I made everyone think I ate the bone. Freaked them out.
See, okay, what if I said spaghetti, though? I'll eat spaghetti constantly.
I hate spaghetti.
I love spaghetti.
What kind of sauce are you eating? Because that stays consistent, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
you can have meat in it.
Okay, that's fine.
You can, but... Why? All right, no meat.
Like, I don't want meat in his mac and cheese.
That's not
you don't know if he has little hunks of meat.
Kramer said he doesn't.
He does. He'll get sick. No,
this is Kramer's story, so he's right.
But seriously,
did you make this up?
Go to Vice right now. But yeah, I'm just spaghetti. I can do spaghetti constantly.
All right, spaghetti. Forgot what I picked already. Chicken tenders.
What did you say?
Ravioli.
Ramen. We're kind of almost technically the thing. Almost the same.
I'm changing
mine. Just
ramen is weeb spaghetti. That's like Italian.
Hold on.
But then again, I'm Italian as well, so I'm
good
just.
Good lord.
Kramer, you claim
me
Italian.
It's that later.
No, I don't know if you're doing something stupid or not.
That's all I'm
tell them to give me a subject. Kramer.
What's up?
You claim to be Italian. I've never seen you do the Italian hand gesture.
That is so.
You've never said Mamma Mia.
Good gosh.
And
I've
never had a bolognese.
Do I need to take this off this podcast part right now? I don't know. Okay, we're moving on. We're going to talk about stonks. Because
stonks.
We are the next Warren Buffett's over here. We're going to be, what's the guy's name off of Wolf of Wall Street?
Fuck.
I'll only answer because she texted me and said, where are we going after?
Travis.
What's
Wolf of Wall Street's guy?
What's the guy's name?
Jordan Belfort.
I'd be getting dirty money, Jordan Belfort.
We've been investing a lot in Bitcoin, which I just bought $10 worth just before we started this podcast, which I'm about to go check right now. Because it dropped down to 5 cents.
Trav sucks at stoinks now.
But I'm actually starting to do pretty darn good
at
stoinks.
It's up at the 6.
Yeah, no, it's working out, boys. I think we are going to be swimming in some Doge stocks because we're going to the moon with Doge. We are.
To the moon, boys.
It's staying at 5.
Honestly, I think with this lottery ticket shit, I might as well just buy lottery tickets because I don't even know what I'm doing in the stock market. I'm really buying Dogecoins. It's funny. Like, I don't even know what
we're
buying Dogecoin because it's funny. I'm actually up.
I'm making money.
No, I'm up quite a bit.
I'm up quite, like, why would you buy lottery tickets when you can see your progress?
All the Dogecoin I have right now, I bought at 3.5 cents.
Bro, same. The most I bought Dogecoin at was, I bought $4 worth at, like, Cam, what was it on Monday? Like early fours, like 4.2.
At one point I had like almost $200 worth of Dogecoin.
You know what pisses me off is when it was at 8 and Brody's like, oh, you should sell. It's like, Brody, every time I see you, you tell me to sell.
Yeah, that's
I'm not just gonna listen.
Bro, he has weak hands.
He has weak hands. He can't.
His hands are like paper. It just falls right through.
Exactly. And so is his ankles.
It's so stupid.
No, but stocks right now is something that, I mean, we kind of pretty much, it's a trend. We got on it. We got on the trend, but we're trying to help out the little guys. That's what we're trying to do. So I heard a story that a friend of mine, his friend, invested in stocks.
Stonks.
Invested in the GameStop stock, stonks,
stonks,
back in
stonks.
10, 15 years ago, and he ended up buying a new car because of what happened just recently. Which is like good for him.
Yeah, it's very good.
Jeez, but yeah, the stonks is something that we're going to be doing good.
GameStop giveth, GameStop taketh away.
Let's since we're technically
No, we're not technically. We're
using I have with the Dogecoin is I'm a day trader. I don't want to hold on to it long term. Yeah, I'm flipping it.
Then trade it once it goes up.
Bud. I'm a liar because I have like three stocks. I thought I was making a bunch of money day trading. But it was like, oh, they'll come up more, and they went down. So I'm stuck with it.
Since Dogecoin's crypto and Bitcoin's crypto, is there a good chance that at some point Dogecoin might be a legit currency?
I don't know because I feel like with Bitcoin, it was like the first. I say the first is the first one that got this big. I don't see a lot of them following. Like Ethereum is a close second.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's the next biggest crypto.
It's the next biggest. I couldn't tell you what the third biggest. Like if you ask me, I would say
it would be like Lit or Litecoin.
Exactly. Yeah. I've never heard of that. I would say Dogecoin.
Where do you go?
It's on Robinhood.
No. But where can you like buy stuff? Say you have like 1,000 Bitcoin. I want to buy something. Can I buy shoes in Bitcoin?
No, you if someone will take it, yeah.
You sell your Bitcoin. Some places do accept Bitcoin payments.
Which is crazy.
Exactly. It's mostly like international stuff.
The only way you can subscribe to Pornhub now is using Bitcoin or cryptocurrency.
Well, Travis is about to get some invested in Bitcoin here real soon.
I like small businesses. That's pain.
Who buys porn? If you like small businesses, do you buy people's OnlyFans?
I'm not doing that either. when girls try to buy OnlyFans,
that's a small business.
Girls try to get me to buy their OnlyFans, and I just send them my Cash App. Then they request like $20 for me, and I'll request $40. And they're just like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not giving you no money.
That's actually quite
like, cool. I mean, you want to do it? That's cool with me.
What's the stock we like this week, boys?
Stock I like.
We're becoming insiders right now.
Can I be basic real quick and just say, I sold a few stocks and I doubled down on the Dogecoin and I'm already seeing profit off it. Like theme about it all you want, but I'm going.
Yeah,
I like Virent Systems, VRNT. It has never been below 50.
By the way, right now, text me your guys' things. Like, put it in the description.
What their stock?
Yeah.
Do I have to text you Dogecoin?
No, you don't. But I've been I actually just cashed out today. I bought this for $2. It's called I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's OCGN, and it went up to 8. But I cashed out and made a $9 off the profit, which I only have one share of it. So I mean, I'm not technically mad at that because I just found that one randomly.
No, I long hold this one because it's never been below 50, and I bought it at like 35. It's already back up to 50. And it's been above 70 quite a bit, so I'm just going to let it ride.
Oh, and stay off naked. Or no, actually, buy naked. No. N-A-K-D, buy
nope,
naked.
Nope.
Buy it so I can make money.
I'm done buying the stupid stocks. I'm a day trader. I can't spend time on the stupid stocks. I got to buy the real stocks.
You know what? You're not a day trader because you don't wear a suit constantly. Day traders wear suits.
Do they?
Yes.
Portnoy don't wear suits.
I'm sorry, are you saying suit or suit?
Suit.
He owns Barstools. He doesn't need to wear a suit.
Yeah, he doesn't need
I'm on a podcast. I don't need to wear a suit.
We should wear suits when we talk about sponsors.
I don't have suits, but I'd be definitely down for this.
Is this too blurry?
We just do like a little cut in the middle of the podcast and just splits back and we're both all in suits. Oh, and you just hear, storm.
We need an intro like that.
I meant to do it this week, but I was just really busy.
Alright, so moving past from stonks. But yeah, if you're not on it, get on it. Understand it at first. Like that's why I put put $25 in. I just kind of figure out what the hell I'm doing. But
it's very fun to play.
We're having fun with it.
Oh yeah, we're enjoying it.
Like if I lost all the money I have in there right now, I'd be content because I've learned a little bit and it's been really fun.
And we're all have each other's backs on this. Like if we need to sell quick, we all try to get each other.
I start screaming at the bar. I will literally like when Dogecoin went up to 8 seconds. I kid you not, all you heard the bar was sell, just screaming.
Right.
And then I didn't sell.
All right. Super Bowl is played on Sunday, which is the day this thing comes out.
I want to do a mini episode after the Super Bowl if it's not too late.
Or I'm not too drunk.
But honestly, if I'm too drunk, it might be better.
Exactly.
So let's see what happens. Kramer will not be here, though.
No, I will not. Favorite Super Bowl party snack?
Buffalo chicken dip.
I'm Buffalo chicken dip, yeah.
Hands down.
Make it hot, though. None of that mild shit. Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Wings.
Wings are
fucking bone in or bone out?
I'm a boneless guy.
I'm a boneless guy, too.
Cam, let me pitch this idea to you, though. Imagine a wing, but it's in a big bowl, and you dip a chip into it and scoop it up.
Hold on. When we had to watch the UFC fights, you thought that was weird that I put the Taco Bell hot, whatever, the chip in, dip it into your buffalo sauce.
That's gross.
It's pretty damn good.
You see, that's a different kind of, you're mixing up too many sauces.
But we didn't change the way.
That's Purdy's still right.
No. So Purdy's not 6'4", 270. Purdy. So Purdy's 5'10", 270,
yeah,
probably.
Hey, fix that real quick. Yeah, you gotta.
Do I need to fix that?
No, leave it be 6'4".
I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny. But I can't wait.
Can I tweet that at Billy real fast?
Yes. So I'm more the guy that the
where Brody's at.
The finger food, it's like a little roll, and you grab it, and it's like a roll with stuff inside of it, like a California roll. No, that's sushi.
An egg roll?
No, it's not even. It's like a there's like meat. It's like meats and cheese in there, and maybe it has some little bit of sauce.
Taquito.
Those are
Billy Hot Takes, right?
That's good too. No, all right, I'll just do something.
Kramer,
simple.
Look up a.
I just can't think of what the damn.
No, no, no. Look up a picture. Oh, like, right. Type your description into the net.
All right, so I'm typing in the description. I'll make sure it's good podcast stuff.
I mean, I follow it. It's got to be him.
While we got this downtime,
I don't think I follow many people named
I would
Billy.
Just love to shout out Miller. Can't wait to make some money off of your Super Bowl commercial and put the money you give me right back into buying more Miller. Genuine Draft is probably the fave here at the dwelling. Please, anyone, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh my god. There's something like this. You know what I'm talking about?
Wraps?
Yeah, but they're like tiny wraps, like tiny little wraps.
Yeah, I just call them wraps.
Yeah, those are, they're so good. I love those. I don't care what's in them. They just taste so good.
So you're a tortilla guy.
Okay, what are you guys going to retweet this on the Twitter page? Because I somehow got logged out of it, and I don't know how to log back in, so I just have it on the Twitter page.
Username and password is in the rundown.
Username and password is in the rundown. Make sure you look at it.
Don't cut.
Here, I'll read it out to you real quick.
Don't scream.
Don't fucking say that. That'd be ridiculous.
You both got so scared.
Well, I mean...
No, because I can see you doing this. That's why I got
worried. I can see
it. All right. Not Fascist Furious. 555.
So,
stop. That's not the password.
Are you logged into the Twitter page? Like, you just retweet real quick. Something to do.
Okay. I'll do it. You pull up some Would You Rathers. Sorry, I do everything over there. When nobody really does anything but me in the stage.
Are you joking?
I had stuff to the rundown every week, and then I forget what it means. Because I like, just like the Mufasa thing, I was like, Mufasa, what the fuck's that? And then I remember, which Mufasa thing was,
if you got info, let's talk about it.
Oh, damn it, I lost my link, so I looked at the Kindle and Tile 4.
Should be in your history unless you clear that
it
shit.
It is, but I searched a lot of shit earlier.
This is a great podcast. I'm the side banter and all this stuff.
You give me a minute. It's all Carson Wentz MVP season. Okay, we're getting closer. Found it! Alright. In a Singapore zoo in 2018, there's a lion named Mufasa. And I guess they don't let lions breed in zoos because they typically fight. Because they have to be like in nature and warm up. Because the females will actually attack the males if they try to mate with them, but that's not important. But I did learn to make these lions mate. They pretty much shove a cattle prod up the lion's ass and shock it, and then it makes them, like, ejaculate. And they get semen, and then they plant it into the kid. I mean, not the kid. They make the kid by planting it into the baby.
Jesus,
the baby into the mom. That almost sounded really bad. I don't even know that.
Sounded.
But the lion Mufasa died while being electrocuted in the butt. And then they named the baby Simba, just like the movie. Not just like the movie, but similar to the movie.
Which is crazy. It's
like, but it was a Singapore zoo, and I just thought that was pretty well. I mean, that really adds nothing. But
I don't understand why that's how they mate is that way. Which I don't.
Because the female, you can't just like put a male and a female in a cage.
Won't the female kill the male?
They will.
Yeah.
Because the female lines are actually like the alpha lines.
Yeah.
But this also goes along Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs.
Yes.
Have you ever heard... So turkeys are the same way.
Oh, really?
So a turkey, when they use them for meat, they get so muscular, and turkeys, like, roll on top of each other upside down when they fuck. So their chest gets so big and shit, they can't actually enter anymore. And a male turkey's...
Will just lay there.
A male turkey's genitalia is in its asshole. So he said, like, one of the dirty jobs they did is they take, like, a veil, put it in the turkey's ass... Go would have to stick his finger in the ass and like rub it around and pleasure it, and then it would ejaculate, and then he would pull the veil out. So the guy would flip the turkey upside down, hold it like that, pull its tail back, hold it by its tail, put that in there, and then pull it out, drop it, next turkey, just go down the line. Because they didn't do this, you couldn't have turkey and stuff on Thanksgiving. It's like, it's a very important job. It's a very important job.
I'm not a turkey guy.
I don't want to eat turkey that's been fondled.
These turkeys have been violated.
This dude, he probably has a really good finger game.
I mean...
Oh, I bet he knows the hook.
It might be Brody.
That's one hell of a dirty job.
He said that was probably the most, like, dirtiest job he's ever been across was that, which is insane, so...
I've got a few would you rathers if you guys are ready for them.
Yeah.
This one's kind of a broad one. All right, you can pick one type of sauce for your chicken nuggets
barbecue and tenders
for the rest of your life. Wait until I'm done. You have to pick one type. What kind would it be? Any type from McDonald's, let's say. Trav?
I'm going. Let me kind of answer mine.
Yeah.
Pure honey?
Kramer's would be Camp?
I'm a barbecue only guy. With
but what kind of barbecue? I think I might throw a curb bar here.
I eat bullseye barbecue.
It has to be from McDonald's.
Then Sweet Tangy.
Sweet Tangy.
Oh, it has to be from a fast food place?
Well, let's just say McDonald's.
Yeah, that's why I said pure honey.
Oh, well, if I'm McDonald's, I'm doing just like Sweet Tangy normal barbecue sauce. Yeah. I thought you were talking like sauce in general. I was going to say like Gates hot sauce.
Fuck it.
It's a vinegary sauce, so a lot of people don't like it, by the way.
No,
I like vinegary stuff. Let's say any sauce. Fuck it.
Gates sauce.
Arthur Bryant's spicy.
I've never had it. I need to.
That gives you the shits the next day, but it's fucking good.
Worth it.
Speak for yourself, bud.
What type?
If I pick up an actual barbecue sauce, I love it. Bullseye barbecue.
Bullseye?
Yeah.
I might be weird. I'm gonna pick Freddy's fry sauce.
Oh, that shit's nasty.
No, it's actually really good. Meat sandwiches.
I don't like it.
Not turkey, I don't want to eat turkey after what I just heard from what Travis said. But yeah, no.
Frank's fry sauce is like,
you can put that shit on anything.
It's so good.
Like Frank's Red Hot. Put that shit on everything.
I do. All right, this next one. Kind of out there. We know some people on both sides of it. Would you rather be 10 inches tall or 10 foot tall?
People on either side. I mean, 10 foot tall. I don't want to be 10 inches tall. There's dicks as big as you out there. There's dicks bigger than you at 10 inches, man.
Yeah, but you know how little you'd have to eat? Like, one hot dog would last you the week.
You'd save so much fucking money that way.
Exactly.
You'd never get laid.
No, because you could physically get in there and just start punching.
God.
You would be so...
Literally.
Just get on the snorkel or some shit and go in.
Garden hose on out. That's fucked up.
No, I think I'd rather be 10 foot tall.
I'd definitely rather be 10 foot tall.
I mean, honestly...
You're ducking through doorways, and it's a pretty big inconvenience, but...
Imagine getting on a plane, getting in a car.
Imagine getting a paycheck from the NBA.
Imagine getting stuck.
Okay, hold on. So, am I 10 foot tall, like, the way I am now?
It's evened out. It's not like your legs grow 8 foot. Like,
yeah, just your legs grow.
The bird being this tall.
Dude, I would say you're proportional, your size 10 foot tall.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to get in shape, and I'm definitely going to be, like, the best NBA player to ever play.
I mean...
You train for 6 months, I'd be a hooper.
No, if you're 10 foot tall, you don't even have to like hoop. You're just going to get by the basket. It's just pretty much at this point. Just
drop
just
it in.
The ball, no, you're just dropping it like that.
I do average so many blocks.
Well, honestly, they may not let you play in the league.
Nah, they'd have to. I'd be too good.
They can't discriminate. Cam, what are you saying?
Holy
I think I have to be 10 feet tall.
Hell yeah.
I think we'll say 10 feet.
Yeah. I've got like one more dumb one before I've got one that'll. I feel like it'll be a bit of a discussion, but would you rather be called Bozo or Jabroni?
Bozo, Jabroni's personal.
Jabroni, like Jabroni's too many syllables. Like you go out of your way to call someone Jabroni. Bozo's just like an
jabroni,
awesome tone.
Cool word.
It's a cool word. I'd rather be called
Bozo. Like, rolls off the word, off the tongue. Jabroni's like when you say it, like it really stands out, like.
But is Jabroni even, like, bad?
Yeah. You call me a Jabroni, it's on site. We're fighting.
All right, Jabroni.
I remember that. I'm not a...
Are you in a corduroys?
Yeah.
I just realized that.
End of the driveway?
I respect it.
I bought these corduroys in November.
I just realized. I've
been wearing them, like, on and off.
I never really paid much attention. I fuck with it.
Thank you.
I would say Bozo, though.
Cam?
Bozo.
Fuck yeah. Unanimous. Bozo. Alright, this last one.
People hate him called Bozo.
this last one I found on Reddit, and it's kind of a... It's a big one. What substance would you rather produce from your skin? And he gives out four options.
Oh, God.
Alright, the first one is sunscreen, and he's got little descriptions. Which... When sunlight hits your skin, your body automatically creates and secretes 50 SPF sunscreen.
Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of pussy.
The second one, chocolate flakes. Instead of shedding skin, you shed chocolate flakes, which can be accumulated and melted into a chocolate bar.
Oh, God.
The third one is soap. When your body becomes dirty, liquid soap is secreted from your skin, which can be scrubbed and rinsed with water to clean yourself. And the last one...
Let's break these down.
The liquid soap was like, I can just imagine me being dirty, like working on my house, and like then I'm just covered in soap and I'm all sticky.
The last one is like, I'm just gonna like spoil it real quick. I'm picking the last one. It's a good one. The last one is poison.
You're like a cactus.
Exactly.
He's like one of the fucking frogs on the rainforest.
Like, I'm a poison dart frog. No, because like when you're in danger, a poisonous substance is secreted from your skin that causes a painful rash on an attack.
Oh, when you're
skin.
In danger?
If they touch you, and death if they ingest it. So like if someone starts attacking me and I stick my fingers in their mouth,
holy,
they're dead.
Shoot.
Yeah, they're going to think it's a little gay at first. Then they're going to die.
They're going to think it's gay and then they're going to get freaked out because they die. And then you only have to fight a skeleton. Skeletons are weak.
All right,
they're gonna fall asleep, and when they wake up, they won't be dead.
No. Sunscreen's the first one.
Sunscreen's the first one.
At this point, honestly, I'm white as hell. I feel like I.
Sunscreen's convenient.
Yeah, no. Well, let me just tell you this though: when sunlight hits your skin, it pops out, so you're constantly oily when you're outside.
I mean, I'm already
constantly oily. What's one thing? Sunscreen. Chocolate flakes is in a dead last.
Hold on, though. You said you can make them in a chocolate bar.
I'm not eating my skin.
No. You don't have to eat it. Sell it.
No, here's the thing.
That's even grosser.
Here's the thing. You shed enough skin to make a chocolate bar like once a month. Do you know how fucking sticky you'd be if you're not constantly harvesting the chocolate coming off you?
But you know how much like I could like make money and figure out? Like,
literally none.
You're gonna sell a $2 chocolate bar a month.
The second someone finds out this chocolate is coming from your body, no one's going to buy it.
They don't ask which part of the body.
I don't think they care which part of the body.
They don't care.
That's all natural.
100% all
natural. I'm sticking with poison.
All right, what was the third one again?
I'm out on soap.
You guys imagine because, like, pretty much you're never clean. I mean, you people may think you're clean, but people are not clean. So there's always going to be soap everywhere. I'm doing poison as well. You have a great good defense mechanism.
Exactly. Like, someone comes at you. You see, I wonder if you can, like, lick the poison and spit it at them.
But hold on.
Because you'd be immune to the poison if you
have to.
It, so.
You create it.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, that'd be bad. It's badass.
It'd be like
what
always sunny when they start spitting on people.
Exactly.
And, like, if multiple of us were like it, we could just start.
No, but here's the thing. I bet the poison would be different from each other, from one of, like, us. So that we really can't get the poison on each other.
I want fire poison.
No, here's the thing.
Shot across the guy's battle.
Here's the thing.
Feathers.
To get used to each other's poison, you have to ingest small amounts. So Kramer, you and like Trav could like kiss a little bit each day.
Hold on.
We have to feel like we're in danger when it happens.
So, alright, you each hold a knife and kiss a little bit.
No, we do that. No, Zach will come out with the knife, like behind like a door.
God. And I just yell, you're gonna die tonight.
Dude, Lord, this thing went off the fucking rails.
Oh yeah, this tangent is very hard.
Alright, yeah, I am deaf. I'm picking poison. Kramer picks poison. Trav,
poison.
All poison.
All poison.
It's the best case scenario.
Alright, let's just wrap this bad boy up.
I
have more stuff to talk about, but we can
wrap it up. Next week, we're going to draft lottery. We're going to
That's next week now?
NBA. No, it already happened, but we're going to talk about it next week. But we own a 2K franchise, by the way. They're not Fast Just Furious team. We're the Spartans. I think we're in the top 10. Alright, we'll talk about it next week. Thanks, everybody. Cam, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's
an honor talking to you.
All right, hey, Cam, random fact coming to your head right now.
Random fact, huh? I'm not a fact person, so...
Cam, I got a random fact for you. The 2 liters at Little Caesars...
Okay, all right, have a good night.